stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The wreckage of a passenger plane which went missing with 54 people on board in the rugged eastern Indonesia Sunday has been found by villagers, according to officials, with rescuers expected to head to the crash site. The plane was operated by the Indonesian carrier Trigana Air, lost contact with air traffic control just before 3 p.m. local time after taking off from Jayapura. That's the capital of Papua Province, according to the search and rescue agency. The twin turboprop plane was carrying 44 adult passengers, 5 children and 5 crew on the flight, which was scheduled to take about 45 minutes. Meanwhile, a resident said that the flight had crashed into a mountain, according to the Transport Ministry Director General of Air Transportation, Suprayetso. Officials were still verifying the information from local residents, he said. There was no information about whether anyone may have survived. At least 58 people were killed in Syria Sunday in the Syrian government airstrikes on the rebel-held town of Duma near Damascus, according to a monitoring group. The attacks on a market wounded another 200 people, mainly civilians, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Meanwhile, opposition fighters in Duma have regularly traded fire with Syrian military. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi agreed Sunday with an investigative commission's recommendation to court-martial Iraqi commanders who withdrew from Ramadi earlier this year as the city fell to Islamic State militants. The taking of the capital's Iraq's western Anbar province was a big victory for Islamic State fighters and gave them control of a major city 125 kilometers from Baghdad. VOA News.